Mechanics at United Airlines say they'll vote later this week on a revised concession package the airline says it needs to keep it out of bankruptcy court. The mechanics have already rejected one proposal. Negotiators announced the latest offer early this morning. The decision to seek another vote came just a few hours before United's board of directors met to consider the airline's latest restructuring plans. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more.
The second vote by United's 13,000 mechanics is scheduled for Thursday. And this revised proposal, which includes minor changes, should be somewhat more palatable, even if the choices aren't great, says Machinist Union Vice President Robert Roach.
This is the difference between bad and worse. The difference between bad and worse is the difference between getting a collective bargaining agreement in hand, whether or not we go into bankruptcy, or not having a collective bargaining agreement, and definitely going into bankruptcy.
United says to avoid bankruptcy, it needs more than $5 billion in wage concessions over the next 5.5 years, wage cuts which the airline says are key to its recovery plan. The airline hasn't changed what it's asking for, $700 million in concessions from the mechanics. That's a pay cut of about 6-7%. That's no different from the plan rejected last week. But Roach says as a result of the negotiations this past weekend, the airline's policy for unpaid vacation days was clarified, as were conditions for so-called quality of life issues like work schedules. Roach says those were major sticking points for the majority of the mechanics who rejected last week's offer.
Now, Glenn Tilden, the new CEO, has committed in writing that these issues will be addressed within the first 90 days after the signing of this agreement, which means that we now have the CEO saying that he's going to deal with the issues and deal with the morale of our members and their employees, which is a very important part of a recovery plan.
Other unions for United's pilots, flight attendants, and baggage workers have already approved wage concessions, and those agreements fall apart if the mechanics don't sign on, too. United needs to win concessions from all of its unions in order to land a $1.8 billion federal loan guarantee from the Air Transportation Stabilization Board. The ATSB was set up to help airlines after the September 11th attacks. But even if mechanics approve this latest contract version, Ray Neidel, an airline analyst with Blaylock & Partners, says it's not certain what the ATSB will do or whether United can avoid bankruptcy.
There probably are many questions remaining if these cost cuts are enough to make United a viable competitor, especially with all the low-cost airlines grabbing market share. And the ATSB has a mandate to make sure that the taxpayers' money is protected. So they'll be looking carefully at these cost cuts as being sufficient and if these cost cuts are all real.
In the meantime, United faces a more immediate financial problem. A $375 million debt payment is due today, although a grace period of 10 business days extends the payment due date to December 16th. Neidel says United isn't likely to make a decision until the mechanics vote on Thursday.
Well, the $375 million would really deplete their cash reserves. And if you were going to go into bankruptcy, you'd have to enter bankruptcy with a certain amount of cash.
United's parent company, UAL Corporation, confirms it will use the grace period to delay the debt payment. Meantime, Machinist Union Vice President Robert Roach says he can't predict how the mechanics will vote later this week, but he says he believes mechanics understand it's a critical time, and he thinks they'll make the right decision. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.